Scott shifted uncomfortably while his son polished off the rest of the young woman's dinner. The woman watched, not seeming to mind at all. Her hair shone in the slant of sunlight that fell from the window. Her skin was fresh and tinged with pink. She glanced up at Scott and caught his stare. She smiled.
Heading west?
Trying to.
Trying?
It's a long story.
We had an accident. One of our mules was killed and we damaged our wagon.
How terrifying.
We were in the middle of the Missouri River. My father had to cut the mule out of its harness.
She looked up at Scott with sincere interest. He found himself wishing the food would come quickly.
But you made it through, okay?
Yeah. There are only two of us, but we make a pretty good team.
Scott grinned fondly at his son, but Laura Hance's frankly curious stare made him uncomfortable.
There are only two of you?
My wife died a few years back.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I.
Their food came, and Scott began eating with deliberation.
I'm trying to go west, too, but I need to find a family who'll take me with them.
Aren't you married?
Billy, could you just eat your dinner, please?
I was going to be, but it didn't work out.
That's too bad.
He was a nice man, but I suppose I wasn't ready to get saddled with all the responsibilities of marriage. Too confining.
I always found marriage to be very agreeable, actually.
It's different from a man's point of view, of course. But I was living with my sister, and all she did was take care of her three children. They were her life, and nothing else.
My wife never complained.
I'm sure many women find it quite rewarding. It just wasn't for me. At least not the situation I was getting into.
So, what happened?
I ran away. More or less. I've been hearing about all the things a woman can do out west, and I thought I'd give it a try.
Huh.
Of course, I figured it would be easier to get there.
Come on, Billy. Finish up and let's go.
Pa, can't we...
It was nice meeting you, miss.
Likewise. You're...
Scott Miles, and this is...
Billy. Hello. I know. I'm Laura Hance. It's been a pleasure.
She held out her hand, and Scott shook it uncomfortably. It was small and smooth, and he held it as briefly as possible. She winked at Billy, who winked back, and Scott pushed...